It is Monday, April 2nd, 2018, and you are listening to I Am Orlandis, the podcast featuring your host, Orlandis Dawson. And let's get into this. Breaking news. I know it's been a while since we've been on the podcast, and honestly, there hasn't been any big fights to talk about. You know, I just let everyone sit back and just enjoy what was going on in the fight game and combat sports and boxing. We had heavyweight championship fights. We had one this week. That was good. It was Anthony Joshua versus Joseph Parker. And then if you didn't see the undercard, there was a really good fight between Alexander Povetkin against Eric Price. Both knockout artists. Great fight. Only went four rounds, or was it five? But it was a great fight. It was very exciting. An incredibly brutal knockout ended that fight. And then you had Joseph Parker versus Anthony Joshua. The fight went just like I thought it would. It was a chess match the whole time. There wasn't any knockdowns. There wasn't a knockout, but it was a good fight. It was a very good 12-round tune-up for Anthony Joshua in preparation for a fight against Deontay Wilder or a rematch against Vladimir Klitschko, who said he was coming back. Anyway, that was great. And if you follow Klitschko on Twitter and you saw his post that he got up, woke up in the morning and the fire was in his belly and he was putting y'all on notice, just let me point out, that's not Klitschko talking. That is not the key word, y'all. Vladimir Klitschko would not use that word. So somebody, probably African-American, probably with a little Southern accent, controls his Twitter. Anyway, that being said, if there's truth to that, I'm excited about the heavyweight boxing game right now, because if you throw Klitschko in the mix with Tyson Fury, with Anthony Joshua, and still Joseph Parker, who put on a really impressive fight on Saturday night, even though he lost, and I thought the decision was good. It was unanimous. He did lose the chess match, but he made Anthony Joshua work. But you put him in there, Deontay Wilder, and then even, what's that guy's name, Dillian White? All those guys in the heavyweight division in boxing looks really good, really exciting. I'm excited to see what happens and what comes about. That being said, let's move on to the next and the biggest news. The UFC on Sunday, April 1st, pulled off the most elaborate April Fool's Day prank of all time. If you haven't been following the UFC or MMA in the last couple of days, the UFC announced that the fight between Tony Ferguson and Khabib Nurmagomedov, I can never say that guy's name, Nurmagomedov, is canceled. So Max Holloway steps in to fill in for Tony Ferguson. However, we all know that yesterday was April Fool's Day. They played it great. I mean, they did everything, interviewed Max Holloway. Just everything was great. Everything looked real. But now today is April the 2nd. And if you go online and then you look, and all of you who, like me, figured that this was an April Fool's prank and it was elaborate, they pranked us. It was real. Tony Ferguson is out. He's injured. Max Blessed Holloway will step in to fight Khabib. I'm not going to try to say his last name again. But that being said, I am actually more excited about this fight than I was with a Tony Ferguson fight. I mean, if you've been following, Tony Ferguson won the interim lightweight championship, who the actual belt is held by Conor McGregor until Saturday. The winner of that fight will be the legitimate lightweight champion. And so Conor will have to, when he comes back, and he's planning to come back in September, in order to get his belt back, he will have to fight the new champion. Although he never lost his belt in the ring. Anyway, Tony Ferguson, interim champ. Max Holloway, Max Blessed Holloway, the actual featherweight champ. So now we have the actual featherweight champ fighting the number one contender in Khabib Nurmagomedov. I can't say his name. I don't know why. It's like a block, a mental block. Anyway, fighting Khabib for the actual lightweight UFC championship. So if Max Holloway. Max Blessed Holloway wins that fight. He will also be the second man in UFC history to hold two titles. And so that would set up the rematch between Max Blessed Holloway and Conor McGregor. I'm excited about that fight. I think Max Blessed Holloway has the right formula to beat Khabib. So, Saturday night, UFC 223, April Fool prank or not, it's not. That fight is on. It's going to be exciting. Stay tuned. Watch that. Keep your eye on the heavyweight division in boxing. And if you missed this weekend's fight, go to the Fight Club on Facebook. That is our group. We will replay. We'll have a replay of both fights, both the Alexander Povetkin fight against Eric Price and Anthony Joshua versus Joseph Parker. So if you missed that, go to Fight Club, put a request to join the group. We'll let you in, and you can see the replay of that fight and also the replay of UFC 223. If you missed that fight, we will post the replay of that fight on Sunday. After the fight, after Saturday night, so you can watch the full event and enjoy the fights. Anyway, that's it for me. This is Orlandis with I Am Orlandis, the podcast. Until next time, we're out.